Friday, August 17th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. President Trump has been touting that we are winning some great new trade deals. If so, they are still a secret. There will be political pressure into the midterm election to make trade victories public, as confidence in Trump trade policies has been eroding even from his base. He's going to have to come with something of substance to help his base keep the faith. I find it hard to believe in the case of China that they will help him that much. I see Mexico as more likely to cut a deal. Mexico wants NAFTA done before the new president takes office December 1st. He does appear to have a willing player with Mexico. They are currently negotiating without Canada, so it is not NAFTA until Canada is brought back in. It might be better for optics if Canada is not brought into a three-way deal right away, which allows Trump to differentiate his deal from NAFTA. Mexico would have to go along with that, but if they want a deal bad enough, they may leave Canada in the cold. What does Trump need from a deal with Mexico? He's called NAFTA the worst trade deal ever. So what does it take to get it done to make it acceptable? Trump put poison pills of a sunset clause where a country could back out in 5 years as a demand. That undermines long-term investment. He also wanted leverage and dispute panels. These are things that can go away in a minute if they want a deal. Mexico will get to an agreement over auto content and wages with Trump. Then we will get to see who blinks first or comes with a creative alternative to the other issues. Trump is all about appearances. It's hard to replace NAFTA with a NAFTA and claim to completely replace NAFTA, which was a terrible deal with a new one that is the best deal ever. Therefore, just by splitting the deal with separate arrangements with Canada and Mexico, the appearance of NAFTA has been significantly altered, making it easier to make the claim that it is all new and majorly improved. It has to be something that Trump can stand up at a campaign rally and tell them he has done and have them cheer their throats hoarse over the mastery of what he has accomplished. Is there enough political pressure here to get Trump to agree to concessions? If he goes into the midterm with nothing to show for his tariffs except a $12 billion ag sector relief payment to farmers, that would not invigorate any vote for him. His polling of farmers has eroded from the 70s to the 50s percentage-wise. He could not win Iowa with farmer polling that low. The ag sector wants trade, not aid, while the headline of the Feedstuffs magazine read that farmers were instead getting aid, not trade. Trump is sensitive to that kind of media presentation. The cost of everything anyone is building in this country is going up significantly because of the tariffs and trade war. Inflation is offsetting wage gains. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. President Trump made up that he had a deal with the European Union, putting those negotiations on the shelf. He has Japan pretty much doing what he has told them to, so they are not rocking that boat yet while he is dealing with China. If he could get a NAFTA, he would have something bona fide to crow about. The problem, as I see it, is that when he stands up at a campaign rally, he also leads the crowd touting his building his wall, and that Mexico is going to pay for it. Doing a trade deal with Mexico and then going after them for the wall is a deal breaker if there's anything more so for Mexico. He has to thread that needle. How does he bring Mexico along in a trade deal and then bend them over on the wall? Mexico says that there will be no wall, and I don't think they are going to negotiate that. The bottom line is that Trump needs something positive on trade before the midterm elections. Donald is usually very attuned to such needs, and they get scratched. On ethanol, the extra RINs created by the EPA waivers must be having a negative impact on the blending rate. Ethanol content in gasoline last week was 9.97% compared to 10.07% the week prior. Ethanol refineries produced 11.27% of daily gasoline demand. In other words, they are producing more ethanol than is being blended. Ethanol values are 20 cents off the $1.55 May high despite shortening gasoline stocks. Domestic oil production continues to surge with crude inventories increasing 6.8 million barrels. The crude oil market broke trendline support. Remember that there are two crude oil markets. The one based on Cushing, Oklahoma represents our domestic oil price, and the other being Brent crude, which is the base price for the Mideast. Brent crude is trading roughly $5 a barrel above ours, no difference in the trend between the two. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour starts on both sides of the Corn Belt and meets in the middle next week. It'll be interesting if they find the crop in the Corn Belt that the high crop condition ratings make it appear is out there. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.